Blog Talk Radio. You are listening to the Shakti on Fire podcast created by Joy Ling. She's an empowerment coach for women, author of From Zero to Shakti, an online course provider, a speaker, and a warrior goddess facilitator. This podcast explores the focus of her empowerment coaching for women, which is authenticity, intuition, power, and play. Her dream is to unite 1 million women to do 3 million good deeds by 2028. And she invites you to be a part of this dream at joyling.com, joyling.com. Now, I present to you the dreamer and creator of Shakti on Fire podcast, Joy Ling. Hello, world. Welcome to Shakti on Fire podcast. I'm so glad to have you with me today. I would want to talk about my latest book, From Zero to Shakti. Since this podcast is inspired by the book, I thought it would be most appropriate for this to be episode 2. I wrote this book as a way of journaling and remembering my journey as I went on my warrior goddess training with Hida Ash Amara late last year. But before that, I have to wind back to many, many years down the road when I was a child. I was adopted and I joined the dots on my own as a child that I was given up and I was given to my auntie. Because of the circumstances surrounding my adoption, because of the fact that no adult sat me down and told me in simple terms what's going on, it was an extremely difficult time for me. In fact, I would say my world went black. And so I, as a child, in order to comprehend the situation, came up with a story that I must be so unworthy and unloved. That's why mommy gave me up. That story continued in my life for the next 30 years. In fact, it became my identity. So fast forward 20 over years later, 2 years ago, I was inspired to be a life coach and I decided that I would like to focus on empowerment for women. Given that I, if you have not listened to the first episode, I come from a family whereby it's 3 generations of women leadership. So I consider it my true natural destiny to be an empowerment coach for women. And I did not want to reinvent the wheel. I wanted to learn from someone who is already doing it very successfully. And that was when I chanced upon Hida Ash Amara. I was following Dawn Miguris for a while before that. So when I saw that she was a disciple of Dawn Miguris, I was terribly excited. And I thought that as a sign that this is it. This is what the universe wants me to do. When I went to Hida Ash website, I felt that it was talking to me. So because of that, I decided to go all the way to Sedona, Mago Retreat, to take my warrior goddess training. And before I went for the trip, I intended it to be a rebirth pilgrimage for myself. So because of that, I did several psychotherapy techniques on myself with the help of some friends to heal wounds and traumas from the past before I even left for the plane to go to America. And when I was there, there were many series of unfortunate incidents that happened back and back. There was even an emergency healthcare. I was alone. My right arm was in terrible pain. My left ear was blocked. And I had a huge luggage. And I had no form of internet access. I didn't have a local SIM card. So there was a series of challenges that I had to manage on my own before I could make it to the Warrior Goddess training. So the book basically depicts all of it, and it ends with this beautiful firewalk that I did with 50 over glorious women from all over the world, which we did in a desert in Sedona under a sky full of twinkling stars. So it was unforgettable for me, and it was a very powerful experience. So all of this became my book, From Zero to Shakti. Even though as a child I had a childhood ambition of being an author, but I had no intention of writing a book after my trip. I intend to journal, to record my experience. At some point I realized that this could be a book, and in fact it could be a very powerful book to inspire others. So because of what happened, voila, I've become an accidental author. It took me 1 month to register in my head that, hey, I have a book and it's on Amazon. So the shock lasted for about 1 month before I could get my head around, and I asked myself, okay, I have a book, I fulfilled my childhood ambition, now what? Is this, am I going to be a one-hit wonder and that's it? Or is this my new path? Is writing, is authorship one of the tools that I'm going to use for my work? And the answer from my heart was a yes. It was a resounding yes, that yes, this is going to be one of the tools that I will use to further my work. So that makes me very passionate about this book, From Zero to Shakti. And when I ask myself, what is the intention you have for the book? Is it because you want to tell your story, you want the world to know your story, or is it something else? When I sat on it, I was surprised. I didn't care about telling the world my story because I know my story. I know my truth. And that was good enough for me. But what I really want the book to do is to inspire other women to do the same that I've done for myself. I want to inspire women to initiate their own self-healing and empowerment. What I did was not extraordinary. It can be done by anyone. You might need some help, some support or encouragement, but hey, I'm here. And that's why I'm here. That's why we have the book. That's why we have the podcast, so that I can be here to support you in your path to self-healing and empowerment. And once I got that clear in my head, then I realized it will not be just a book, because it will be at best an inspirational read that someone will just put one side and go on with their life. Nothing has changed except one inspirational day. So what I want and what I desire is for using my life story to inspire you to meditate, inquire about your own life, and take inspired action to areas that you want to change, areas that no longer serve you. And because of that, my intention is to have a second book whereby it will be what I call an workbook. There are many universal themes that happened in my story. For example, forgiveness. That was quite a huge part of my story. I had to forgive myself. I had to forgive other people. Courage. I went through a lot of unexpected twists and turns, even life endangered situations where I had to suppress my fear and rise up to the occasion and to be courageous and to move on and to manage things the best of my abilities and to have that belief that I can survive this situation. And likewise, there are times in our life where things get very challenging, a crisis is going on, and you feel like you don't have what it takes to survive. So we can use the action workbook to explore the similar themes that is going on in your life. And with the coaching questions, the intention is for you to meditate on it and then take inspired action. That is what From Zero to Shakti is about for me. And because of that, I strongly encourage you to get a copy of this book. It's the link is below. You can get it at fromzerotoshakti.joylink.com. And because this podcast is inspired by the book, there will be many occasions where I will refer back to the book and it will help you to have a better understanding of what I'm saying if you have already read the book. And the book is available as an ebook as well, so it's just at the cost of a few dollars. And in fact, the first chapter is free if you would like. Again, the link is included in the show, so please just click on the link for the chapter giveaway. I have a bonus section in the book where I invited some experts, authorities in some of the things that I mentioned in the book to comment and to give us more information about the various techniques. So for example, some of the things that I did before I took the plane to America was I wrote a letter that was never meant to be delivered. I did a cutting the cord ritual, and I also did the technique called the empty chair. And of course, I went to Warrior Goddess, and you might not understand what that's about. And I mentioned Don Miguel. He's the author of The Four Agreements, which is a book that is much loved by many people. And also, I had a session called Selfistry when I was in Margot Retreat. And I mentioned about choice theory as well in my book because I'm a choice theory practitioner, which is a theory created by Dr. William Glasser. So I realized that there are many concepts and terms that might be foreign to some readers. And because of that, I've included a bonus section in the book so that you can have more understanding and information about some of the concepts and things that I did that arise in the story. And so the intention for this podcast too is to be able to invite perhaps some authorities on all these techniques as well to share in our podcast how we can use these techniques to heal ourselves and to empower ourselves. I have done some workshop based on this book using choice theory and using my book as a live example to help empower some women. I also did one just a few weeks ago for a women's shelter in Singapore. It was such an impactful session. I was very clear that the women were quite affected by the story because I think they could relate to it. And for some of them, the story was a bit too close to home, I think. But with choice theory and the role play, we managed to teach them some techniques where they can monitor their self-talk and to use that to empower themselves. So there you go. Please remember to download the free book chapter, or if you like, you can get the whole book at fromzerotoshakti.joylink.com. Till the next episode, namaste, be blessed.
Many people wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute or built to suit a fashion model size. When I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say, it's in the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride of my step, the curl of my lips. I'm a woman, phenomenally. I walk.